So, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, if you'll swallow this beta.
Like software that's not done?
No. This little guy here who's lazily swimming.
Oof. Man, that water is full of a lot of his own poop. Is this okay, Gary?
You don't have to swallow the water. Just swallow the beta.
Well, I'm sure there's some residual. All right.
If nothing inside water can be dirty.
Just fight.
Water is inherently clean.
Yeah, it is. It is a purifying force. Just ask everybody who lives along the Ganges. All right. These things are violent. Is this going to like chew up the inside of my stomach?
I don't know. No, I mean, no, just no. Regular no.
Okay. Well, if my time in the circus has taught me anything, it is hold your nose and down it goes. Here we go.
All right. Ooh. All right.
Ugh.
Okay.
Man, and now, wow, I got some tail fin on my tongue still.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's playing Street Fighter in my stomach, Gary.
it's a good source of protein. Ugh. And also, now you have a tiny fish dude living inside you.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. We were doing this. I wanted to do this game called Fish Dude, so I made you swallow fish.
Cool. So
ta-da!
I'm going to go take the weirdest poop of my life.
Yeah, well, weird for you. Think about how it is for Fish Dude. that is like getting through the Minotaur's maze for him.
Fish Dude's wild ride.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
You're listening to Abject Suffering. It is the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yes, and this week we are playing Fish Dude. Why did you grace us with this?
Yeah, Fish Dude's a good game, guys.
Yeah, Fish Dude's great.
I'm pretty into this Fish Dude.
Yeah, if Fish Dude was released on iOS today, it would be talked about on podcasts the world round.
I'm surprised that, like, I'm sure there's like a Fish Dude clone.
Yeah,
on iOS right now, like it's a little bit like Insane Aquarium or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just like a little simpler thing, but it's since it's not that, since it came out in like 1990, it's full of dudely charms.
Yeah,
like it's just this real cute game about a real cool fish.
Yeah,
he's got a cool hat on. He's got a cool octopus buddy.
He's a little boy who wants to be a big boy.
Yeah, he's a little boy. He's going to be a big boy. If you look at the cover of this, both Fish Dude and Octopus Dude both look like they're going, hey. And then there's like Big Fish Dude who's just being a dick and trying to harsh their mellow. But like Octopus Dude and Fish Dude both look like they're just having the blast.
Hey, look at me. Mom, I'm going to do a flip. Mom.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
I'm down
fish
here.
Fish dude. Yeah, like, hey, eyes up here, fish dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. So explain the mechanics of Fish Dude.
So Fish Dude, you play a dude and you are swimming around in the water. It controls pretty well. Like it does, you know, it's underwater controls that work. You know, it's not like slippy and slidey like Echo the Dolphin. Like, and you just, you have a button that opens and closes your mouth. And you just try to eat smaller fish dudes, Katamari style, while avoiding bigger fish dudes. And then eventually, after you meet your quota of smaller fish dudes, you become a bigger fish dude.
Yeah.
And it continues, similar to like the beginning of Spore.
Yeah, or Flow.
Aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Flow, yeah. And the way it kind of plays is a little bit like, it reminded me of Pac-Man in a weird way because of the layout of the levels and having the way that you have to juke the big fish.
Yeah.
Like, if I go through here and make enough turns, like, he's going to lose me. Mm-hmm. Or his, like, you know, his turning reflexes not as good as Fish Dude's.
Yeah. But there's a good deal of variety to it, too, because eventually you start running into cat boats.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping those would be catamarans. That's why I was like, why is that a cat face? Oh, catamaran.
Yeah, there we go. That's far, far more clever than my thing that I came up with.
Per boat.
Yep. It's a cigarette boat. Oh. With the being a purr. There we go.
Oh,
no. It's terrible. Yeah, but there's a certain amount of variety to it. My only disappointment was, no matter how big you get, it seems, there's always one fish that's smaller than you and one fish that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
And one of the awesome parts about Spore or Flow is that the other smaller things still kind of stay in play. They're just worthless.
Yeah, the those games like kind of are about scale in a way that this game couldn't do because it's on the Game Boy. Mm-hmm. You know, so like in Spore, like you just kind of instantly grow and then you stay in the same field and like things that were formerly huge. You know, like it's kind of about playing with that. Where this is a Game Boy game, so it's much simpler than that.
Yeah.
But you know, and some of like maybe the best, if not some of the, you know, some of the best, if not the best Game Boy music that like I've heard on the Game Boy. Like
that is really catchy. High praise from you, actually.
Well, the Game Boy does not have good music in general. I feel like.
Okay.
Is that a controversial statement? I don't know.
I've heard a lot of people laud its chip, and I seem to recall having, like, you know, some good music in, you know, the Final Fantasy Legend stuff, and also Super Mario Land.
Yeah, Super Mario Land has amazing music.
Yeah, like all the like, you know, series that are known for amazing music have been able to coax pretty good tunes out of the Game Boy chips. Have you heard the Beck remixes done in the GameCube chip?
No.
Sound? It's actually pretty good. It's stuff off of Wero.
Okay.
That is all done in chiptune that is actually run through the Game Boy synthesizer. It's pretty great. I need to look at actually what that album is called. It's like an EP.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a cool idea. And I have nothing against the chip. I just haven't heard a lot of like earwormy songs on the Game Boy. Yeah. Other than, you know, Super Mario Land.
Mm-hmm. It's called Hell Yes. Is what the EP is called.
That sounds interesting.
Standout track is called Bad Cartridge, and it is E-Pro, remixed in 8-bit sound.
I will check that out on YouTube.
Yeah, and I get affiliate money from that.
Yeah. So Fish Dude.
Yeah.
And unlike Saint Aquarium, you have to actually chomp on the fish.
Yeah, that's great, because like you get a hold of him and it's in your jaws, and you just mash, which
it's
is...
like it's trying to wriggle out of your mouth.
Yeah, and you usually have a bigger fish like bearing down on you, so you really want to tap it as many times as you can so you can move on and not get eaten yourself.
Yeah, and that's Fish Dude, really. Like, it's super simple. Like, it'd be like a browser game now, or like you said, like an iOS game. Mm-hmm. You know, but like that was just a certain time in the Game Boy where you could release this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like one of my first Game Boy games was Revenge of the Gator, which is like a single board pinball game. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty good. Yeah. Found out recently it's made by HAL Laboratories, which I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good pinball game, but it's just one pinball board. Mm-hmm. You know, Game Boy.
Yeah. Well, think about Godzilla, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's of a very similar, it's cut from a similar cloth, and that both games are adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. Or did you ever play Cat Trap?
No.
It is a puzzle platformer with like a Braid-esque reversing time mechanic.
On the Game Boy?
Yeah. Like, you know, it doesn't do as many tricks with it, obviously, as Braid.
Yeah.
But like when you make a mistake, you can reverse time. Huh. Like, that is the mechanic of Cat Trap.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty neat. Like, to Game Boy.
It's a Game Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Jeremy Parrish is doing a very deep dive on Game Boy games chronologically, right?
Yeah, that thing is awesome, and I'm always surprised that it doesn't get more attention.
Yeah.
Like, I watch the YouTubes of it, and I watch a lot of YouTubes, but, like, I'm always, like, the third person who watches them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are more people, mm-hmm. you know, I guess it just, you know, says something about, like, I tend to think of that guy, you know, as being maybe more internet famous than he is, or internet fame has less, you know, cachet, or what he's doing is just kind of more thoughtful and slower paced than like your various John's Trons and your Pewdie's Pie, you know, your Pewdie's Pie. God. So
I don't want to imagine a world where more than one PewDiePie exists. So that our like lexical notions have to catch up with it. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
To talk shit about other people, but
well, he's pretty annoying.
Yeah,
like, I guess that is talking shit. Yeah. But I'm sure he's a fine guy, and he's not as bad as everyone thinks he is. But he is pretty annoying. It is that weird YouTube thing where like people just want to watch people on YouTube scream.
Yeah,
like it just I just like entertainment has devolved down to where it's just like as you know loud reactions
mm-hmm.
to something.
Boy, oh boy, try looking up anything about Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have, because I couldn't get that many nights into Freddy's.
Right.
So I wanted to see some of the stuff that happened later because it's a really effective horror game.
Yeah.
And
I saw it. So I got it on the PC and then I saw it was on iOS. I'm like, oh, this will be a pretty good iOS game to play laying in my bed at 2 a.m.
in the dark.
Yeah.
We're going to do that for the Halloween. Check it out, comrade.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Yeah. Nice. So because I want to talk about the game because it's so neat, but it also is too scary to play.
Yep.
So
have fun, Cole, with this crazy mechanical bear 6 inches from your nose.
Yeah, yipes. Whew. Yeah, I saw that was on iOS too, and I thought maybe I would actually play it more. Like if I could play it on the bus where I was, you know, I felt more
where
at home.
Where but, you would be shamed if you threw it across.
Yeah, the... exactly. Well, I didn't even think about that, like throwing it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Fish, is there anything more to say about Fish Dude, or are we just?
It is an exceedingly simple game.
Yeah. Do we want to like digress from that?
No, probably not. Let's just stick on topic.
Okay.
So Fish Dude, developed in 1990 by SoFal in North America, and Tawa Chiki. I was kidding. I don't actually want to.
Okay. Cool. Stick on topic, but so last episode you alluded to this being a choice Wikipedia page.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that. Check this out. So the Fish Dude Wikipedia gameplay. Most aspects of animal nature are simulated in this game.
like the animal fear?
Yeah. This is real general. Just animals, not just fish. Players essentially get to control Fish Dude as he eats many tiny fish in the ocean to get bigger and stronger. Once he's strong enough, players can successfully defend themselves against larger fish, seagulls that want to grab unsuspecting players out of the water, and cats that want to eat players as a tasty snack. A variety of allies, including Octodude, who is an octopus, can help Fish Dude when the problems grow too intense for him to handle alone.
Octodude is Octodad before he settled down.
Yeah. Yeah, I was once an Octodude myself.
He finds a joint in his kids like shoebox. Just cut down to him hanging out in his garden, just taking stanky rips off that dank kush. Extra dank because it's the ocean floor, you see.
After eating most of his daily quota of fish, Fish Dude is ready to defend his ocean against human activity. Like, all of the sentences in this Wikipedia are off in some way. Like, there's a lack of specificity. Mm-hmm. Them saying most aspects of animal most is problematic, mm-hmm. and animal is problematic in that sentence. Yeah. Like, well, some aspects of fish nature are simulated in this game.
So I think that you have those like dog whistle words or like mm-hmm. just, you know, watch words that kind of immediately the second you hear somebody produce them or see somebody produce them, it says more about them than you would think. Mm-hmm. And I think that essentially is one of those words.
Yeah.
Because I hear essentially and all I hear is, oh, I'm just a huge pedant who wants to sound smarter than I actually am.
It's essentially like
a filler word, right?
It's a filler word. It's like a verbal, you know, yeah, it's a thing. It's a paragraph connector.
Yeah.
For papers, mm-hmm. you know, further, essentially, mm-hmm. you know, on the other hand, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day,
all things considered, you just give that
me,
said,
stop it. You're giving me douche chills. Fuck. And I'm sure I've used it. You know, we are all prone to lazy writing. However, I feel like, you know, I hate to bring everything back to m'ladies, but I feel like that's something that a m'lady would say.
Yeah.
Essentially, what we're talking about is
it is the kind of verbal, like mansplainy,
yeah,
overly flowery.
Yeah.
Flowery language.
Posturing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not saying, I mean, you could say essentially.
Oh, yeah. Like it has its uses. But I just think that especially in this case, when you have somebody saying it on Wikipedia to try and give it a certain voice of probably more authority than it deserves.
That went in talking about Fish Dude.
Yes. Okay.
Like that is exactly what's going on, is he's trying to give this, you know, it's just overwritten in a way that's really gross.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And there's nothing really that great on Fish Dude.
Well. Here's the thing. Did you know this company also made a Week of Garfield? How far they've come?
Softel or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Towa Chiki is the name of the Japanese company.
Okay.
Because Softel is the American publisher.
Yeah, it's the American subsidiary.
Yes. Huh. Week of Garfield to Fish Dude. That's a huge progression.
That it is. You know what I think it is? I think it is readjusting their expectations from themselves.
Yeah. The Game Boy is probably a great system for these guys.
Yeah.
Like, when they got a Game Boy dev kit, they were probably just...
Oh, God, this fits so much better.
Yeah. Like, we were little fish in a big pond. And now we're a fish dude in a dude pond.
Go on down to spring break. We got the dude pond. Sponsored by Natty Ice.
Yeah, fresh dudes get cycled in and out every hour. Dudes. Come on, dudes. Hurry. Go. Dudes. Get wet.
We have a critical dude shortage on deck 9.
More dudes.
More dudes. Dear God. Don't leave. Don't leave. More dudes are on the way. We've all dudes them, must go.
How many? All the young dudes. Good God.
It's like in The Stand when he's watching the guy with his face down in the soup. It's like he just pulls the guy's head out of the bowl of dudes and shoots himself.
Here's a refreshing thing about Fish Dude. The passwords are two letters long.
Oh, dang.
Isn't that great?
That's great. They're just like little identifiers for each level. I'm pretty sure they don't carry any state.
No, right? No, it just has to be the level. So like, there's no, I don't even think there's a score in this game. Mm-hmm. Like, do you get points in this game?
It shows like there's an in-between level status update that actually gives you a score, I believe.
Because you have to get like, once you get a certain number of fish, you just go to the next level. There's like no room for, like when you had said like in other games, the little fish still stay on the board.
Yeah, it might be by time.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like time trials. Mm-hmm. So
there's something about a cute game.
Yeah.
You know, we're hot off the heels, at least as of recording of Little Nemo. Right.
Yeah.
You know, we had Godzilla here in the past. Like, I feel like that's something we're sorely missing in today's modern age. Not to bemoan Grimdark or whatever. That is a played out opinion. But it's it is something I enjoy when we see it.
Yeah, me too. Like, I like a cute game.
Yeah.
Like Fish Dude.
I need to look into Fish Dude and see if anything like else came of this, if somebody's done a mimic, because I would. If somebody had cloned Fish Dude, well, the world would be a better place.
I will, I've got this on my 3DS, you know, because I bought that flash cart to do to play Retro Game Challenge 2. Yeah, and I feel like old Game Boy games are not morally suspect. I don't feel bad emulating Fish Dude. So I'm gonna start playing Fish Dude on the bus and stuff instead of Friday Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
So, or just play, go back and forth. It's like, if I get too scared, I pause it and play some Fish Dude.
Just to soothe yourself.
Cool down.
Yep. I did a search on the App Store for Fish Dude, and all I get is a bunch of Flappy Bird clones.
Oh, fuck.
As with any kind of namespace you try and explore, it's all going to be Flappy Bird all the time.
Yeah. Fishy Bird. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Floppy fish.
Ugh. Yeah. Even though, like, the weird secret to, like, Flappy Bird is, as much as it sucks that it got cloned as much and it's not a good game by any means, it's not a terrible game. Like, it is kind of weirdly compulsive. The version that Terry Cavanaugh made, copyright.
Maverick Bird? Yeah.
Yeah, like, he just kind of stripped away some of the bullshit, and it's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Like, it is compulsive in a way that, like a more reflex-based, you know, kind of like desert golfing is, where you just kind of like, just keep one more try.
Yeah. You know? I think Terry Cavanaugh might be one of my favorite like acting developers right now.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got into the VVVVVV. Like, that game is too hard for me.
Yeah.
But I like Super Hexagon and.
Yeah. Super Hexagon and Don't Look Back specifically are what I mark him for.
Yeah. Don't Look Back is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see here.
Forward him a Fish Dude ROM.
Oh yeah, see if he can sex that up.
Yeah, give it the old Kavanaugh 1-2.
Yeah, put it in the browser. You're good to go.
That would be awesome.
Have you had any harrowing nautical experiences as regards marine life?
No, I'm pretty scared of squids and most fish things, so I don't spend a lot of time in natural water. I've calmed down on that a little bit and gone in the ocean a few times, but not if there's signs of life. Like, somebody on Facebook put this thing where he's like, we were wondering what these jellyfish were. And we looked it up. It's this thing. And they snapped this picture of like the beach was just coated with jellyfish. It's like, why? Like, what are you doing there? Like, leave. Because they're invisible. And if you step on them, they kill you sometimes. And the only way to cure them killing you is to pee on it. Like, there's nothing good about a jellyfish.
I've never heard of like the common jellyfish that you find near shore actually being fatally poisonous.
Probably not.
I know that the Medusa ones out there are actually pretty bad, but they stay far out.
And the Men of War.
Yes.
Yes. Those are scary. So there aren't, you know, it's probably, I'm overstating, but I still don't want to get stung.
Yeah.
And also it just seems unpleasant to step on a jellyfish. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure somebody masturbates to women stepping on jellyfish because it, you know, it's like cake sitting or balloon humping or what have you. But like, yeah, I wouldn't want to do it. Cake. No one's going to get off to that.
Yeah. No. So it's stomp porn for sadists who want the woman to get hurt too.
Yeah, and the jellyfish to die.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, it's fucked up for dudes to masturbate to that, but for jellyfish to fucking tendril their mood, their like reproduction sac.
Yeah,
like,
stimulate their potty tentacle. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. My story had to do with jellyfish as well. I remember swimming right next to my uncle in the ocean down at Edisto Island in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Nice place, very quiet. It is like a far less commercial Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. Him just going, oh, he got me. And I was just a little kid, so I ran right for shore. And then he did the pee thing. It was pretty bad because he was laid up after that. I feel bad for laughing, but he got me. Who got you, uncle?
Yeah, Jaws. Yeah. They should I would have reacted much more to like a jellyfish horror movie than Jaws. Like, I like Jaws, but I don't think Jaws is very scary. Right. Like, I'm not scared of a Jaws. Mm-hmm. But a jellyfish version of Jaws I would be scared of.
Oh, like if they had a hive mind?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like they're just inherently a like way more creepy alien creature. Like a shark is just a big looking fish. Mm-hmm. That's an NBD.
Yeah. Are you familiar with that eternal jellyfish?
Yes.
Yes, the one that ages to a certain point, then de-ages, then ages back up.
Yep. So fucking crazy.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite rooms to be in, and if I go to an aquarium, is like the giant like phosphorescent jellyfish tube.
Yeah.
Because it's like I just like look at it and it's fun to look at, and then I just go through a whole scenario in my mind of what I would do if it exploded. Like it just burst and everyone just, like, starts running.
Walk 10 feet in the other direction and then you're good.
Well, that's what I'd really do, but in this version, it's like the shark in Resident Evil, and they flop around on the ground and like stow away and stuff.
That shark, especially in the remake.
Yeah, shark's really good.
Yeah.
I remember when I was playing the first one, I was watching my friend Derek play it, and when you drain the pool and there's all the big sharks laying on its side, he waited for the smaller ones to flip-flop in front of it and then shot them in front of the mom. Because he's like, this scared the shit out of me. This is what you get.
Yeah. I always knife him.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Same ammo. Look at me.
I'm a man of the sea. I'm a man of war. You know, yeah. I reclaim that title.
A man of war.
Yes.
So.
Not the Iron Man sidekick, but.
Nor the character from Freedom Force.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, man of war and sea urchin.
Yeah. I like those jellyfish tubes because oftentimes they have dials that you change the color of the light.
Yeah, which is very cool.
Yeah, but then you realize, oh, they're completely transparent, and that's why that's happening. And I can only see their rages because they want me to.
Yeah.
I need to go to the aquarium again.
Yeah, it's fun. I go pretty regularly.
Yeah, we have
to some kind of aquarium.
We have a fantastic aquarium here right across the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of like 10 shark tunnels in the entire world.
There's one at the Oregon Coast Aquarium too.
Nice.
Yeah, and they do check this out. They do. If you're a class, you can sleep in it. Like they do like field trips, like where kids do overnights at the aquarium.
Oh yeah.
And sleep in the shark tunnel. Like how cool is that?
That's
like,
pretty good.
We're talking the same thing, right? Like a big clear tunnel that goes under.
Yeah.
Those things have a name. I can't remember what they're called.
I think they're just shark tunnels.
They do. I think that's what they're known as, but they have like an official name, like an underwater reverse bridge thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like that has a name. There's a How Stuff Works on, or Stuff You Should Know About Bridges. Where they talk about them.
Exhibit tunnel, acrylic tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be amazing though.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay on a sleeping bag and just have fish over your eyes like all night. Like
just, if you're like really big into reversals.
Yeah.
Like yep. What if the fish were over me this time? What if Sky I slept fish. On top of the covers?
Yeah. But
yeah.
Shit's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, visit your local aquarium.
Yeah. See a fish dude of your own.
Yes. Or get yourself a fish dude.
Yeah. No.
Me and Elizabeth were going to get fish. Like, we had this idea where it's like, oh, let's go get pets. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then we were looking up all the things that, you know, you actually have to take good care of a fish. And I think we got scared off.
Yeah.
And I might get a robot fish. Mm-hmm. But we were going to do that and just like get a beta because she found a aquarium that is a little fake office for a fish where it has a little picture on the desk of another fish and the nameplate says Mr. Fish. It's like really cute, but
yeah. how weird is that though, that you feel the need to buy a living thing because you see a cool toy?
Yeah, exactly, a cool thing for it. Yeah. Well, fish are decoration. Yeah, like they're living things in and you swallowed one earlier, like in name only.
Yeah, so. I know. It just, if you break it down to its elemental components, it's kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up. I agree with that.
Yeah, but you know, it's fine. I've owned fish before. I'm of a similar thing. Oftentimes, I'll leave my apartment for days at a time, and I don't want to be tied to that. Same reason I don't own houseplants. And also, I don't want to every week clean something's poop.
Yeah, that's the big thing for me is I'm already lazy. Like, I don't like cleaning up after myself, let alone like a fish.
Yeah.
So just me being lazy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if we said who recommended this, but it was Brad Carey.
Brad Carey. Good buddy, Brad Carey.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad.
Watch out for fireballs, alum.
True that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Brad. This is a good game.
Yeah.
It's the kind of game I could see people disliking it just because you look at the name and you're like, this can't be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually play it.
It's like, oh, this is delightful.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff. Cool. If you have suggestions for us, if you go to duckfeed.tv/abject suffering, there's a little widget there. So you can drop suggestions right into the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the easiest way for us. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do. We also appreciate it if you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and leave us a dollar or two every single month. That helps support the things that we do across the network and makes it so that this crazy thing doesn't cost us money. We appreciate your generosity.
Yep. And if you go to duckfeed.tv, you can check out all of our other shows and blogs and our respective YouTube channels and all that stuff. So it is your place for entertainment.
Yes. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fish dude.
Fish dude on. go down to Lowe's and get some hot and cold running fish dude.
Some of that runoff fish.
Ooh. Thank you.